We'll get to this tshuva later, Emet Hashem, Osiyata Deshmaya, but in the meantime, in Chelik Aleph of his tshuva is Binyan Tzion, and Simon Lamed, the Rabbi Yaakov Elminger, the Baal Orach Laner, writes in his tshuva is Binyan Tzion, that was dated Tesvav Iyar Tofresh Yud Beis. She writes, Palel Zeh, this is the night Zman Achiras Pesach Sheni, so Lamayin Kayim, in order to fulfill Kol Osek, as the Mishnah tells us in Menachos Kefir Amar Aleph, that even though we don't have a base of Mikdash, you can't be Makar of a Karban Toda, can't offer the Karbanos Bezmanenu, but anyone who learns who is Osek in the Halachas pertaining to that specific Karban, it's an Echshov, it's Kilu, you're Mekayim, the mitzvah of the Akrabas HaKarban. So he says, since we don't have a Pesach Sheni, but at least in order to fulfill anyone who is Osek in the Inyanim, and Allah has a Pesach Sheni, so we're Isi Lach or Isa Chakiris, the Inyan Mitzvah Zu. So when we talk about Pesach Sheni, and here we are, that's not Tesvav, but we're a week away. Let's talk a little bit tonight about Pesach Sheni and lessons that we could draw forth in Ogeya, our Anhogis, Yom Yom. Baruch Ato Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Neyebivro. Why don't we start by asking an interesting question? And we have Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. The Mishnah was penned by Rabbi Yehuda Nasi along with his colleague Rabbi Nosson, and they put together all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. We find in various Lashonas, for example, in Psikdat Rav Kahana, Dav Zainam and Aleph, as well as in Shir Shin Rabin, Vav Dalin, sometimes it's referred to as Shisha Erkei Mishnah. But we know what Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, Gemara and Bava Metzia, Da Pehei, Amin Beis, Rav Chia, referred to it as Shisha Sidrei. And we have Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, but we also have an acronym, Rashi Tevis, and we're in the Hagdamot Tikkuni Zohar, Da Pehei, Amin Aleph writes, Zman Nakat. Zmanok, Rosh Tevis, Zayin Mem Nun, Zroim Moed Noshim, Nokot, grab onto Zman, be tofes Zman, Nokot, Rosh Tevis, an acronym, Noshim, and Kochim, and Taharas. And Ezekiel, I'm sorry, Kochim and Taharas. We have Zroim Moed Noshim, Ezekiel, Kochim and Taharas, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. An interesting question that arises is why are they all Balashan Rabim except for Moed? Shouldn't it be, or shouldn't we encounter the Hagbola Saloshan? If it's Zroim and Noshim and Ezekin and Kochim and Taharas, then it should be Moedim. Everyone, why is it Moed? It should be Moedim. Not only that, but we have Gemara and Shabbos at the bottom of the Flamin Aleph and Aleph. Our Rava Darshan is based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Vav. V'haya emuna sitecha chosen Yeshua's chokmas v'das. Yiras Hashem Yotzara writes the Gemara V'haya emuna. Emuna is zeseid hazroim. Itecha zeseid hamoed. Itecha is itim. Itim in zmanim. So again, if it's itim in zmanim loshen rabim, and that's the asmakta for the fact that we have shisha sudi mishnah, Rashi, the Marsha, and others correlate the shisha sudi mishnah, explain why is amunas seid hazroim, achokis Rashi taisus, aladaf, and then why is chosen loshen noshim, Rashi, Marsha, different explanations in the mafarshim. But itecha is moed, so why not call it moedim? Call it zmanim, but why moed loshen yochim? So the different terutzim, Rav Naftali Kohen Tzedek writes a teretz and Avav Amin Aleph in his Smichas HaChamim and the Hagdama to a Sefer Kedusha Brach Maseches Brachos. And we have a wonderful work by the brother of the Maharami Prague, a kuntras called the Igeres HaTiyul, and there's a commentary called Tiyul Bepardes on the Igeres HaTiyul. And in Yoni Hadrush, he also says a nice hesber why it's Moed and not Moedim. So we have different explanations. Well, let me offer tonight the explanation presented in the Sefer Sif Seit Tzadik by one of Friedrich Egeres. And he talks in Chelek Beis and Parsha Shmos, he says the following. That really, Moed should be Moadim, because we discuss all the Moedim. We talk about the Be'ah, which is Maseches Yantiv. The Igeres Rav Shiva Gaon, the Rashba, and his Chiddushim, they refer to it as Maseches Yom Tov. We have Yuma, it's a question, why don't we call it Maseches Yom HaKippur? And why is it Yuma? Writes the many Sashkan Devar Nachmodim, because you can't be Tofes, you can't chop what the essence of Yom Kippur is all about. It remains Yuma. It's Kilu, the anonymous generic day. We can't be Tofes, the Etzem, the Ikum Rahusayom. It will therefore always remain simply Yuma. But we know that's besides Yom Kippurim. And then we have Rosh Hashanah, we have Chagiga, and we have Moed Katan, Chalamoid. So we talk about the Moadim. Then it should be Moedim. Why is it Moed? Because Moed is really a reference to Pesach, to Mesechas Pesachim. Because all the Moedim are Zech Litzias Mitzrayim, and that understanding of Zechat Mitzrayim means that all the Kedusha and all the Shefa of all the Yom Tov is really Noveya, really spreads from, really emanates forth from the Yantam of Pesach. See, yes, the Sheni Shmuel. Yes, the Sfasemus and others talk about Shabbos Ikri Moed and Shabbos is Tchilolim Ikroi Kodesh and all the Shefa and Brocha that Shaykh and Moedim really emanates forth from Shabbos Kodesh. But here writes a Sisei Tzadik, no, Moed is not Shabbos Erevin. It's actually a reference to Pesachim because every Yantav is Eichel and Tzadik time, so it all strays back to the Kedusha that was born into the world Pesach time. That's Moed. Lashon Yochid, it all started with one singular Moed, and it all comes back to the end of the Pesach. What's interesting then, according to that answer, is the whole idea of Moed, according to the Sisei Tzadik, as it's a reference to Pesach. So if there's any one Mesechta in Seder Moed, Delachera should be Lashon Yochid, to highlight this is where it started, it should be Mesechas Pesach. The same way, it's Mesechas Yuma, Yom HaKippurim. Rosh Hashanah, it's not Rosh Hashanah, so even though Mishnah, it's a Zayinim and Aleph. We have Dalet Rosh Hashanah, we have four different times we get judged. We have the Mishnah, Zayinim and Aleph, we have different Rosh Hashanahs. So we have different times that we get judged, we have different Rosh Hashanahs, and yet it's a singular Rosh Hashanah. And we have days, we have Mesechas Sukkah, it's not called Mesechas Sukkahs. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Bnei Yisachar, the Chida, and others, they're actually bothered, it should, if anything, be Mesechas Sukkahs. Because how do we refer to the Yantav? Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha. But yet, what it's called Mesechas Pesachim? Why is it called Mesechas Pesachim? It should be Lecha or Mesechas Pesach. So we have the Bali Yataisis in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. And last parak of Mesechas Pesachim, Daf Tzaditzes Amud Beis. Arvei Pesachim, some have the Girsa. Arvei Pesachim, some have the Mincha. And the Yochel Odom HaShetach Shachafilu Oni Shevi Yisrael. And the Yochalat Sheyesev, etc. And writes Taisus, so what's the proper Girsa? Ereb Psochem, Igar seen an Arve Nichon, and I understand Psochem is Loshen Rabim, Arve Psochem, the Ereb Pesach that happens many times. Igar seen an Ereb, but what if it's Ereb Psochem, like we have our Girsa, and Zor Nusach is Ereb Psochem, Hachikomer, it means Ereb Sheshokhtin Bo Harve Psochem, the night wherein we shech a lot of Korban Pesach. Okay? The Bali Taisus and the Mordechai and other Rishonim have a problem with that explanation of Taisus. Taisus says in Inami, and this is the first teretz offered by the Smichas of Chumra Natoli Katz himself. Why do we call the Lashon Rabbim Psochim Inami Erev Pesach Rishon V'Sheni? It is only one yontav of Pesach, but we have a Pesach Rishon, we have a Pesach Sheni. So since the dinam of Pesach Rishon apply also to Pesach Sheni l'chayra, so now that we're writing a din, kamash malan, that the din of the Mishnah applies not only to Pesach Rishon, it applies to Pesach Sheni. And that is the Loshon of Psochim and Loshon Rabbim. One could ask, what's the Kasaka Daitok? Why would I think to differentiate the two? Writes the Meiri, writes the Sefer HaMichtam Gedolah Rishonim, because we know that you're allowed to eat chometz. When you have the Pesach Sheni, you can have chometz with bias. And that's the mission earlier on Sanhedrin and Alf. Mami Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. And we have distinctions between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. HaRishon is also by Yeroba Yematze. HaSheni Chometz Umatze Ima Babayis. You can have Chometz and Matze at the same time. You don't have to get rid of Chometz. Comes Pesach Sheni next week. And HaRishon Tan Hallel Bachiloso. By the first Karan Pesach, you have to recite Hallel. Hasheni in its own halal machiloso doesn't require halal, and the Gemara explains that's how to hammer base. Rashi tells us it's not called a yontif, and it's a big machlokos. Do you say tachanun next week on Wednesday? Do you not say tachanun? Is it called a yontif? Is it not called a yontif? Writes the pre-chodesh, it has a shame yontif. You don't say tachanun. Writes the sitter yavich of Yaakovin. You don't say tachanun. From the steamus loshen amachaber the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah and Orchayim some kuflam and alav dine tachanun. They don't say not to say tachanun on. to Pesach Sheni, and it makes sense. Rashi tells us it's not called a yontif. It's not really shayach to the Shem Moed, and therefore according to many prima godim discusses it as well. You will say Tachan and Chozanish and Orchas Rabbeinu Labal Akilas Yaakov Chelak Alav Dav Samaches Chozanish Hel. As did the Stipler, that Lamaisa you say Tachanun, even on Pesach Sheni. So there are some differences, but clearly you don't say Hallel. It's not a Yontif, it's not Mamash a Yontif. Therefore writes the Miri in the Sefer HaMechdom, since there are differences, and now when we get to the Mishnah Tzadi Tzess Amud Veis, you might think that this then only applies to Pesach Rishon. Kamash Malon the Mishnah, Erev Pesachim, Zok Taisus, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. This din of the Mishnah applies both to Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni. And so, let's go back to that Mishnah Tzadi Heiman Aleph. We just mentioned two distinctions that define Pesach Sheni, Le'umas Pesach Rishon. Pesach Rishon, you have to get rid of Chametz, not by Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon requires the recitation of Hallel by Achilas HaPesach, and not by Pesach Sheni. And then continues the Mishnah. Amot, they have certain comparisons as well. Zevazet ton halabasi yason v'ne'acholin sli amatza umrorim uvedochen esoshabas. So here the Mishnah concludes. We actually have three things that they have in common. Three things that Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni share in common. Now Tosfos says the Kasha. Take a look at the Tosefta. Right, Tosfos, if you look at the Tosefta and Paraches and Tosefta Gimel, we find other differences between them. How come our Mishnah didn't list it? Tosfos comes up, the famous answer, Tarde v'Shayer. We don't have to write every difference, and you have to answer not only for our Mishnah, but if you look at the Tosefta itself, the Tosefta doesn't write everything that's mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Gabi, the Tosefta, you're going to have to say Tarde v'Shayer. The Gabi, the Mishnah, you're going to have to say Tarde v'Shayer. And the Tzlach and Brochus Daf Lamed Zayin, on base of the note of Yuda, asks, there are other differences. How come we don't list them? No problem, Tarde v'Shayer. There's a very long shtickle by a Rav Vinograd on one of the old Moriah journals. In fact, Machon Yishalayim reprinted a lot of the old Moriah journals that talk in Inyani Hamoedim. So on Daf, Tav, Chav Dalet, page 824 of the Krach Aleph on Inyani Hamoedim, Machon Yishalayim has a 10-page plus shtickle where the Machaber of Vinograd gives you all the discussion, what are the differences, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, what does apply by Pesach Sheni, what doesn't apply by Pesach Sheni, because our Mishnah, our whole Gemara Pesachim, and that's referring to Meseches Pesachim, Zot Taisus, and other Rishonim, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, and yet we never really define, we don't go through every halacha, what does apply to Pesach Sheni and what does not apply to Pesach Sheni. So let's discuss briefly, what about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Comes next week, and we have a Pesach Sheni. Are we going to sit at night and go through the Haggadah? Are we going to be mekayim the mitzvahs asay of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? We got it on the Vincha, b'yom oleimah. Writes Rabbi Yoshev in his Sefer HaOris on the opening Mishnah in Arvei Pesach. Yesh lehistapik. We can ask the Kasha. In the Pesach Sheni yesh dalad kosas v'amiras Haggadah. Are we going to have the mitzvah dalav kosas? Are we going to be saying the Haggadah? Because Taisus informed us that the Mishnah Erev Pesachim Samach Mincha is referring to both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And what's the hemshech of the Mishnah? The Mishnah is Mesayim lo yivchos lo mi dalav kosas. Even the Ani should not have fewer than four cups. Keneged otzeti tzadiv yati lakarti. Rashi the Rashbam. Based on the Yerushalmi. So therefore what? If you're reading Erev Pesachim, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, and don't have fewer than Dalet Kosas, then the Chara, the Pashtus is, this din of the Mishnah applies both to Pesach Rishon and to Pesach Sheni. However, Zot Tov Yashav, I can't say them. Because the Meiri writes earlier in Dav Tzadi, hey, by the Sugya, wherein we differentiate between the two Pesachs, and that's Masbir HaMeiri, to Lechamoni Hu Sheonim Olav Devarim Harbe, Hakam Pesach Sheni Ein Inyan Zeh. Writes the Meiri for Devar Pashim. We have the Gemara earlier, Pesachim Naf Lamed Vav. And again, on Daf Kuf Tes Vav, what Pshat Lechem Oni Yizak the Gemara Lechem Shawana Vav Devarim Harbe. So therefore, we have what? The mitzvah of that Gomba. When you have the matzah out, you have a mitzvah. See, but it's the time. Go in and talk about the matzah. Describe the Lechem Oni. Matzah Zuhashema. Talk about it. Hazoktim Iri, that only applies to Pesach Rishon, it doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni. Iber, didn't we just learn in the Mishnah Tzadiyam and Aleph that one of the three things they share in common is that Amatzis Marom Yachlu, that's not a kasha. Writes Rav Yitzchak Biponovich in his Sefer Zecher Yitzchak and Simon Pei, there are two dinim of matzah. One din of matzah is the din of a din matzah, the bezunder, a din called achilas matzah. There's a separate mitzvah saseh called mitzvah achilas matzah, of tochel matzahs, and that is only shayich by Pesach Rishon and not by Pesach Sheni. That's a din matzah that's totally on be'erav tochel matzahs. That's lo yitzias Mitzrayim. Alechem zu al shema, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. The din of al matzahs from Yechlu is what? A din in Achilas HaPesach. Not a din in matzah, it's a separate din matzah that says that when you're eating the Korban Pesach, it's not defining a new mitzvah, it's not a separate mitzvah, so I say, by dinei achilas matzah. If you're going to categorize it, you're going to subsume, you're going to categorize it under the rubric, under the heading, not of dinei matzah, but rather under dinei Pesach, Korban Pesach. A zaitig din, a side din, and mitzvah achilas pesach is that when you're eating the Korban Pesach, I want to make sure that you eat it on matzahs from Yechlu. I want you to have the matzah and the mor together with the Korban Pesach. That's what the Mishnah says. When you're going to be eating the Korban Pesach, and yes, that applies both by Pesach Rishon and by Pesach Sheni, when you're eating the two Pesachs, make sure to have matzah. But there's no eating of Hagano. So right, Rabbi Yosef, the Mashmos of the Miri is, and it's flushed down L'chera like the Zecher Yitzchak, which just clearly defines, really explains what the Miri is talking about. What do you mean the Miri says it's no lachamoni? Because they're two separate dinim. What is the din of lachamoni, which is shaykh to the min of matzah, to lachamoni, the acholo of a sinner of Mitzrayim, machulay, this is what they ate, we're commemorating it's Yisrael. And then there's a separate din in achilos Korban Pesach. And that is going to be shaykh by any time you have a Korban Pesach, whether it's Pesach Rishon or whether it's Pesach Shein. And so therefore, Rabbi Yosef concludes it's a double pasha based on a Miri, that Sibir Tzayim and Vilas Dalad Kosos does not apply to Pesach Sheni. It's interesting. Rabbi Yosef is clearing the Shiloh. It's a Shiloh that I saw was discussed already by three Kedolei Achronim. And Rabbi Yosef, for some reason, they didn't bring them down. And well, let's work backwards. And let's start with the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes on the Mishnah and Sadehim and Aleph. He is also bothered, like Tosafot says to Kasha from the Tosefta. In the end of the day, what are we talking about? We're talking about three things they have in common, and two differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Well, there are so many other things that Chazal don't discuss bichlal. Harais the Miri, Anira de bichlal ze kam siper tzeisu tzayim dinira de lesa b'sheni. Writes a Sosemus one simple line. The same way the Mishnah tells us and that Pesach Sheni there's no din Hallel, so too there is no din Sibir Tzitzitzai. Writes the son-in-law Sosemus, who adds Hagos on his father-in-law, and he says, and not only where a person where he was Mesapa Barisha Meshas Achilas Matzah, and now let's say he has a Pesach Sheni. In other words, let's say you have a person who couldn't bring Korban Pesach. But he's mekayim the mitzvah, see, but sorry, still is an Indian and saying over the story, you got to tell the vincha. Let's say you're in a place and you don't have any matzah. And you don't have a Korban Pesach. He still says, see, but sorry. Let's say you have a person who said, see, but sorry, he already did it. Still, he doesn't do it in Pesach Sheni. He comes from Pesach Sheni. And now he could be mocked of the carbon. He doesn't do it again. Not only that, though, writes the Sfasemes, afidu em lo sipa parishan, nira de potter. And that means even if a person didn't ever do Sivat Yisrael, he never was Makai in the mitzvah Asay Deraisa. You might say, so now he has a Korban Pesach Sheni. Let's say he was in jail. Let's say he was Derech Chachot, whenever it was. He couldn't be Makar of the Korban. He was never Makai in Sivat Yisrael. Comes Pesach Sheni, and now he's eating the Korban, and he wants to do the mitzvah Sivat Yisrael. Can he do it? No. It's not Shaykh. Why? Because Ladas HaRamam Chiyuv Sivat Yisrael below Pesach, we learn out from Zohar Sayom Azeh, Tamashma B'yom HaYitziyah. You know when you should talk about Yitzias HaShem, the night that you left Mitzrayim? Pesach Sheni next week is already a full month after we left Mitzrayim. That's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. The whole tachas of the mitzvah is commemorate. And not just commemorate, not just remember, but of course, it means Kilu Hu Yatza Mi Mitzrayim, like the Rambam writes, Kilu Hu Yatza Atzmo Ata Now Mi Mitzrayim. That's only Shaykh, but then Adi Tzias Hashayim. You're a month later. What's the point in talking about this night? It's not this night. It's 34 days later. Achein According to the Maral in the Gevurah Hashem Parak Beis, Yei Shlomar de Pesach Sheni Nami Chayev. But if you look at the Maral seems to be mashma that you would be chayev and see what it's trying on Pesach Sheni. Okay, so we have a Svasemes, says for Dover Pashut. So Pashut, that even if you didn't even fulfill the mitzvah the first time around, and you only have shoris, your only possibility is to now fulfill the Gavi Pesach Sheni, even then you don't do it because it's Nisht Shaykh. It has no connection whatsoever to a 4 month later. You're not talking about this night any longer, so therefore, that's off the table. And that was the Svasemes. Svasemes lived 1847 to 1905. Lived a short life, 58 years. It was 1847 to 1905. Let's go earlier to the Aruch HaNer. Aruch HaNer was born in 1798. And the Aruch HaNer in that same tshuva, when he talks about a number of halachas and dina pertaining to Pesach Sheni, he writes as follows. Brings Taisus, Lekach nokat arvei psachim loshen rabbi mishum pesach rishon v'sheni. Harei desvirlei, shema shetokne shel yochum en amincho l'mala kedei lechol pesach v'matzah l'teyavon. This din of not eating from the zman mincha ketana and onwards on Erev Pesach, why? So you should go into the night of Pesach with an appetite. All right, so the Malay Taisus, it applies not only to Erev Pesach Rishon, it applies to Erev Pesach Sheni as well. Achein ze poshut. He doesn't even clear. There's no yish lehes topic. Achein ze poshut. Shekoma shahaya be Pesach Rishon mishum zecher legeula. For the haya be gufa Pesach, if you did something that was to remember the gula, and it wasn't a din shayich in the guf achidus karmon Pesach, lo haya be Pesach Sheni. V'lachin lo haya lo sipi yitzias atzayim, v'lo dalad kosos, v'lo has seba, shekol zilo negei le Pesach. Do you eat matzah on Pesach Sheni? Well, there is matzah. Which matzah? The matzah of a matzah from Rabbi Yochlu? Do you have to eat that matzah with a seba? No. There's no din a seba. What is a seba? Zeich lecheirus, to be amongst the cheirus. The cheirus is, because on this night Hashem took us out. On Pesach Sheni, he didn't take us out. He took us out 30 days previous. Nothing to talk about. Doesn't clear the shayla. Takes it for Dover Poshet. Amnam Yishlachar. When he does clear Shiloh, it's only by Ram Gamliel. The end of the tshuva then is Marich. What happens? Ram Gamliel says, Kol Shalom or Shloshet Dvar Meidu Pesach, Lo Yotzei Dechavasa. Big Machlok Yishri Shaina. Is Lo Yotzei Dechavasa the Cholvas Achilas Matzah Moru respectively? Or is it Lo Yotzei the Mitzvah Vigantul Vilchom Sivit Yisrael? Writes the Ravan, writes the Tashbates. It's not Achilas Matzah, it's a Din of Sivit Yisrael. And that's what the Aruch HaNer learns. And therefore he says, just like I told you, it was a double portion, that you don't have Sivit Yisrael and Pesach Sheni. You don't even have to say Ram Gamliel Omer. By Pesach Sheni, to highlight it, if you can only say one thing, Magid. I got the Shaila. Somebody was in the hospital, Pesach, he was with his wife, he didn't know what he would be able to say. If you have to say one thing from the Haggadah, say Ram Gamliel Omer. It's a machlok, as you're showing though, is it a din in Tzimetz Hashayim, or is it a din in Matzah Mor? If it's a din in Matzah Umor, then you could clear. And Rav Simcha Elberg, and Yeshami Simcha, and Chelik Bei Simcha and Gimel, he actually argues with this Fasemis and says to him it's a double poshet that Tzimitzrayim does apply because he holds it's a din of matzah. The Shverkat is, what do you mean it's a din of matzah? The din of matzah, it's a din of Erev Tochel Matzahs. It's a din of Lechem Oni Matzah. It's not the din of matzahs from Yechulu that tried to come and pay. So, okay, Simachlok Yashachronim. Akoponim Yusila, the Gamash Yashachronim, though, and that. The Aruch HaNer writes for Dover Poshut does not apply to Pesach Sheni. And he's still not the first one to talk about it. The first one to talk about it, I found is Rabbi Cheska Landau in that piece I quoted to you earlier. And that Tzlach Nanam Sochim, he doesn't talk about it in his Tzlachim Sochim. But in his Sugi and Brochus in the sixth paragraph, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, he talks about do all the dinim of Matzah and that are Shaykh to Matzah by Pesach Rishon. To all those same halachas apply, matzah, shira, you want to talk about egg matzahs, all the hidurim, to those apply, is it just a din eating matzah? First he's mistopic, and then it comes out that yes, all the dinim apply. The Mechas Chinuch writes for Dover Pashut, in mitzvah Shin Pei Aleph, and Os Aleph, it's a Dover Zeb Pashut, that all the halachas of matzah that apply to Pesach Rishon apply to Pesach Sheni. Okay? So when you have to eat a matzah, whatever that matzah is, that matzah is subject to all the regular dinim. But what about Tzipri Tzitz Mitzrayim? The Aruch HaNer, we said, we had a tshuva. He said it was Zeb Poshet. It was a Milsa Debshit. It was obvious to him that there's no Tzipri Tzitz Mitzrayim. That was 1798. So Hashem is born in 1847. He said, oh, well, definitely, according to the Rambam, Avada, there's nothing to talk about. Rabbi Yosef Yishlis topic, based on the Miri, Maskana de Milsal, there's no Sivit Yisrael. The Noda Yehuda says it mamish with the Loshen of Tekifus. He says it the Sharkis. He writes in one line when he's talking about Matzah, and he says, Avada, there's no Indian of Sivit Yisrael, but Pesach Sheni, why? He says, it's going to be Ola Adaitcha. Are you going to ever consider the Hamamina to talk about Sivit Yisrael in Iyar? It's Chodesh Iyar. We didn't go out in Iyar. We went out in Nisan. All to be here, you're going to talk about Tzivut Yisrael? Doesn't the Pasuk say, Vigadata Levincha Bayomahu? So what do you mean? Here you are 30 days later. Vigadata Levincha Bayomahu. The whole Indian of the Brayse that we mentioned now, God, is, what is the Sefra right? Yocham Yerush Chaydesh, Tamalaymar Bechulei Bayomahu, Bayomahu Leymar, Beshashay Shmatzamar Manach Levincha. So if it's not by Yom Ho, what's the point in saying it? What are you talking about? Hashem didn't take us out of Nier, he took us out of Nisan. Again, a double portion. Tzmach, Orchon Er, Svasemes, Rabbi Yoshev, working through the generations from 1714 until the 2000s. It's a double portion, according to the Gedolei Achronim, except for Simcha Elberg, who is clearly not working with the Rishayim. Everyone takes up a double portion. There's no mitzvah Sivat Yisrael. And the question is, why? What's that all about? So, believe that perhaps the idea is as follows. Now we know there are a number of differences between Zechiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim and Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The more the Malacha, Reb Zevin brings it down, and it's bought by Ramursky, Hagioni Halacha, but it's already bought by the Talmud of the Brisker Rav, Emet Bracha, Reb Hamaranchik, and it's mentioned in the Kudak Riz, a famous idea. And there's a mitzvah every day of the year called Zechiyus Yisrael. There's a mitzvah on Lel Seder, a separate mitzvah saseh called Tzibur Yisrael. What's the difference? Right? So Chaim Brisker as follows, and Asufas for Chaim Levi as well. Zechira is, just mention it. You don't have to go into elaborate detail, no details, no nuances, intricacies. All you got to do is say, Hashem took us out, Yimakayim, Zochal Ma'atzizkas, Yom Tzizcha, and you're over and done with Yimakayim, the mitzvah saseh. See what's my mandate? It's got to be no. It's got to be the shtashul sadvarim. All the events got to go into detail. That's number one. Number two. Second one is just say the statement. Mashenkin. Lo tzias v'chaim. See what time is derech shelo tshuva. It's got to be back and forth. Father to son. Manashtana v'chulei. Difference number three is you don't have to know what you're saying really when you just mentioned God took us out of Egypt. I was mekayim the mitzvah today of zechira. We mentioned in a kriya shema. Sefer mandates that you have to give the tamei mitzvah. That's what Leal. Pesach zu al shema, matzah zu al shema, tamei amitzus. But writes Rabbi Dov Pavarsky from Ponovich, and in Sefer Bat Kodesh Simon Lamed Gimel, when he's discussing Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Chara, there's another important difference. Now, when you have a zechira, what's a zechira? Well, we have the Gra writing Eser zechiros, but we know the Ramban Kisaitse talks about Shesh zechiros, and most of them don't have, except the Siddur Agra, will tell you Shesh zechiros. Yeah, I have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim and remember my Samiriyam and Shabbos and my Menor Sinai, Bechule. And all these things, do you ever mention a date? You have to mention a date. When do you mention a date? You just have to say, Hashem took us out of Egypt. Do you say, oh, and you know what? Hashem punished Miriam when she said, do you know when did Miriam say the lesson about? Anybody know the date? Anyone know the day, the month? What do we know? Even the day of Har Sinai, we only know because we make the Cheshem from Pesach. There is no date written. Harayim Machlokes. Machlokes, Pevavam Beis, Mesach Shabbos, Tanakama, Rav Yosef, Acholei, Kuleyami, Nebe Shabbos, and the Turner. Was it given Avon? Was it given on Zion, Sivan? We don't have dates. When Klein saw God, Hashem angry. We never mention the date. Zok Debad Kodesh, Hashem says, remember it's Yisrael. What does that mean? Say, Hashem, tonight, I'm a Kaim Zechir Yisrael. Hashem took me out of Egypt. A Sefer is Machai, we got to go back to that day. Nichlol in the mitzvah Sefer is, you got to go back to that day. Hashem didn't stop take us out. He took us out that very night. That's when he took us out. And that's a separate din. The question is why? That's the Bad Kodesh. There's a fourth distinction between Zechira and Sefer. Zechira, you don't have to go back to the date. You don't have to mention the Zman when it happened. Just like all the other Zechiras. Mashenkin and Sefer is, you got to mention exactly when it happened. What's this idea? Why is this the only time you have to go back and actually say, not only did Hashem take us out, not only is it Del Shelu Tshuva, not only going to give the reasons, I'm going to say it was on the night of Bayomahu, Lamor, this is when Hashem took me out. Why is there this Akbada on the Zman of Gula? Tell me the Maisei Gula. Hagula. Tell me the Nisei Hagula, the miracles. My Nafkamina, the day that it happened. Why do we need to know that? By answering this question, I think we could go back and understand why Pesach Bedavka is the Moed, is the Inyan of Zman. The Abarbanel, he's bought in a footnote, footnote number 29, in the first paragraph of Deborah Cohen's Kuntres Zman Knockout on Mesechtas Hashas. Abarbanel says, why are we Marames to the Shisha Sidri Mishnah in the words Zman Knockout? And Zman Knockout means grab onto time. So if I ask you, what's the first thing that comes to mind by Shisha Sidri Mishnah? I don't know, learning, maybe tell me Torah, connection to God. What's the idea? Zman Knockout, hold on to time. Ask the Abarbanel, what's the Shaykhist Zman? And writes the Abarbanel, because what is Mishnayis Torah Shavuot? This is the foundation of the oral tradition, the foundation of Torah Shavuot. Where was the beginning of Torah Shavuot? What is Torah Shavuot? That we, Chazal, can interpret the Torah. Not only can we interpret it, we have the bias, the control over the Torah. Rosh Hashanah Chafeyam and Aleph. Atem Afilu Mezidim, Atem Afilu Shogigim, Atem Afilu Tov. HaChor Zalachem Rosh Chadoshim. You're going to have a new Zman Rosh Chodesh, and you're going to control the Zman, even if you make a mistake, and even if amazing you make a mistake. You decide when the Zmanim are going to fall out. You have the bias over the Zman. HaChor Zalachem Rosh Chadoshim. And Meila, the first demonstration of the Koach of Chachomim, Neged, the strict letter of the law in Torah Shem HaTzav, is what? It's the first mitzvah that's given to Klai Yisrael as a nation. Peshas Yitzir Satsayim, Peshas the Ledas and Yitzir Saham. We're coming out of Mitzrayim. It's the first mitzvah that Abishar gives us. HaChor Zalachem. What's the Peshat? L'chor the Peshat's for Yishmak. What was the beginning of the world? Asar Mamoros, Perkei Avos, Hey Aleph, Asar Mamoros, Nivra Olam. What was the first mimer? Anyone know what was the first utterance? There were 10 mimers. 10 utterances. What was the first one? Mar says, Rosh Hashanah, Bereishis Nami Mimerhu. So what was created with Bereishis? Vayar Lekimus Orki Tov, say called it, yeah, Lo Yom Vayar. What happened? What was the first creation was, writes the Grun and Dars Leo, writes the Svarno and Bereishis. The first creation was Bereishis in the beginning. There was no beginning before Hashem said anything. There was no past, present, and future. There's no beginning, middle, and end. There was no concept of time. The second Hashem said, Bereishis Bar Elokim, Bereishis means in the beginning. Zos Ameres, now, and only now is there a concept of a beginning. Until now, there was no beginning. What do you mean beginning? There's no beginning, middle, and end, because Hashem was L'mayla V'nasman. Only now, with the utterance of Bereishis, now there's a Merachas Hazman. And that was the creation Hazman, the first thing. Now you have a world where you have Odom, Tzomeach, Chayim, Medaber, things, entities in the world functioning within the realm, within the dimension of time. And now Hashem's saying we're going to go to phase two of the world. What's phase two of the world? Let's now create a new nation within this world, a new Ummah called Bnei Yisrael. When was our inauguration? When were we consecrating as a nation? Lo Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashem says, you're not a Avodim to Paro anymore. Now you're my Avodim. You're now a separate Am. You're going to be the Melech Haskana Megai Kaddish. You're a new nation. What do you think is the first mitzvah Hashem's going to give us? It's very Mustafa. Hashem created the world with time. There's a new world order within the larger world order. That's Klai Yisrael now subject to a new Mareches Hazman within the larger Mareches Hazman of Bereishis. Now, you're right, this Bereishis. So we still work with the sun. Makos Chav Gimel Beis. We have 365 of those Sases. Kenega, the 365 days of the year. Birkas Achama, once every 20 years. A bracha that has to do with the sun. We still work with the sun, but we count according to the moon. We count according to the moon. Amamela, that's what? A new order of time within the larger realm of time. We go now, Basur the moon. Not only do we go follow the moon, but we control Zman now. We decide when it's Pesach, even if we decide to go against what's written Mefurish in the Torah Shemasav, Atam Afilu Mezidim, Atam Afilu Tolem, we control Zman. Zokta Barbanel, what is Torah Shopeh? We can interpret Torah Shopeh. We can interpret what Kavanah Satayr is when it says this, when it says that. So Mamela, how are you going to be Marames to the Yesod, the foundation of Torah Shopeh? In Zman, Zman Noka. If you grab onto Zman, then you chapta what? The same way we were given a gift called Zman. Right, so if gift and Perkei Moed, Egunah Pesach, we were given Zman to control Zman. We own Zman. We now own Zman. That means now it's a new world order, or we own Zman. We control Zman. We're the Bible over Zman. Meila Zman Nokot. We can write Torah Shavuot. We can control Tyra. And we can go ahead and interpret the Tyra using our Chochmah, because we have Zman. That's Torah Shavuot. Zman Nokot. So now it's very Gishmak. And where is the creation of Zman? The whole Indian of all the Moedim, of all the Moedim, and all the laws pertaining to the Moedim, everything, how we interpret it, what applies, what doesn't apply, all discussed in Seder Moed. But where did it start with? It started with Pesach. You're right, Shabbos Ikri Moed. But the Shabbos that we have is a Shabbos twofold. There's a Shabbos Keneged Maaseh Bereishis, and there's a Shabbos Keneged Zeches Yitzrayim. Our Torah that made it into our hands, which is the Torah of Lucha Shnias, Veschanon, in contrast to Yisrael. Yisrael, why do we keep Shabbos? Because Hashem kept Shabbos, Maaseh Bereishis. Veschanon, Lucha Shnias, why do we keep Shabbos? Zeches Yitzrayim. The Shabbos that we have is the Shabbos of Lucha Shnias. It's the Shabbos of Veschona. Zech Letzisayim. So what came first? What came first is Pesach, and only then came Shabbos. And Eila, Moed doesn't refer to Shabbos. Moed's going to refer to Pesach. And that is Moed, a reference to Pesach. That's Moed, the Zman. A Zman, when we gather, when we assemble together, that is, excuse me, Be'etzem Moed, that is Loshen Yochim, that's reference to Pesach. That's the origin of Zman. So now it's very Gishmak. Now we go back to what the Bat Kodesh, what Rabbi Baruch Dov Pivarsky is telling us. Adding on to Chaim, there are really four distinctions. But what's the Hezbar? He's just telling us the what. The what is that Sipur, you even have to mention this one. Why do I have to mention this Zman? Because the whole Indian of La Yitzias HaTzayim is that's when we were given the gift of Zman. The whole Indian of everything we're doing now is what is called Zech Letzias HaTzayim when Hashem gave us the Bailim over the Zman. And they left this one night when you're going to mention Zman, and Zman will become part and parcel of the mitzvah halayla of Sivat Yisrael, then Avada, we're going to go back to the Zman when it happened. Because that night, it's not just time to remember that night. Remember that night when we were given Zman to begin with. That was the Zman of Schachis of Achon Zamachim Rosh Chodoshim. So Avada, it's integral. And the Chayra, it's very Gishmak. And the Rambam writes, the idea is it's Hayom Hazeh. Manishtana Halayla Hazeh. Bechol Devador Chayvonim Laharas Asatzakilu Baatzma Yotza Ato Mishivim Mitzrayim. If that's the Yisod of Sivat Yetzias HaTzayim, then it's not just the Hishtashlus Advarim say over all the story. It's not just Derech Teshel Tshuva. It's about Vigarot Olavincha, like the Noam Vidya, about Yomahu. The whole idea is you have to be modish, you have to emphasize. It's got to be emphatic that what? That Hashem took us out this night. Why took him out this night? Hashem took us out this night because that's when I got Zman to begin with. I have to mention the Zman. What do you know? Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, let's talk about Sivat Yetzias HaTzayim. Hashem took us out. That's not. It's Nichlal. It's not Sivat Yetzias HaTzayim because a chelek, an integral part of the mitzvah is to commemorate the night and to speak about the night when we were given Zman. We were given Zman on the night of Yetzias HaTzayim, on the night of Tesvav Nisan, not Tesvav Iyar. Maybe it's not shy to talk about Sivat Yetzias HaTzayim. It's not shy to talk about that Zman. And Mela, the whole Indian of Sivat Yetzias HaTzayim is getting to the Indian of Zman, just to be Messiah. And we know that Matan Torah doesn't have a Zman. And there is no Zman. What's the pshat? What do you mean it doesn't have a Zman? We got Zman. We got a Chuzal Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. And you know what we're going to do? It makes a lot of sense that not only do we have the gift of Zman by Lechem Rosh Chodeshim, but what's going to be the first mitzvah when we leave Pesach? Sfiras Omer. This is what Yekis love, this mitzvah. All right? You got to be exact. You can't miss a night. We got to count. We got to be exact. You got to count. Counting every day. Be Machshiv Zman. What is counting? Counting is, oh, let's be Machshiv Zman. So now we get up to Matan Torah. Shouldn't I now have a day? This is the Zman. What's up, Shah? Writes to Maral in his Drush, Ala Torah. He writes it in Netzach. He writes it in Tefesh Yisrael. Three places. The Maral writes this idea, Rabbi Zev Holman is Marach and Zev Yitrov on Inyone Shavuos. We say in Koheles, Lakol Zman Ve'is Lakol Chevetz Tachas HaShemai. There's Zman and there's Ace. What's the difference between Zman and Ace? Writes the Maral beautifully. What is Zman? If I give you a wedding invitation, what's that called? A Hazmanah. If I'm Mazman you to a Beis Din, it's an invitation. Time is called Zman because every second is inviting the next second. Zman is a continuum. There's a bracious, there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. Hashem says, Ani Rishon, Ani Achron. This is how you all vivia. Every second is inviting another second. Every day invites another day. Every week invites another week. Every month invites another month. Every year invites another year. Then invites seven, that's Shemitah, working towards Yovel V'chulei. We're always building, and every second is building towards the next. That's all Zman. That's a continuum. That's Olam Hazeh. What is Ace? Ace, Ayin Tuf, is the abbreviated form for Ata. What is Ata? Ayin Tuf, Hey, Achshav. Right? The morale, ace is achshav. Is there anything called achshav? Let's hop this second. What do you mean this second? Before I said the word this second, it was a second in the future. The second I said the word, it just became part of the past. If you think about it, there really is no moment. Yes, we know the old family circus cartoon that what happened in the past is over and done with. What lies in the future still waits ahead. Now is a gift, and that's why it's called the present. Ah, beautiful. I heard some about Rav say to the Chasna. I first saw in a family circus cartoon. It's a famous saying. Now is a gift, and that's why it's called the present. There really is no now. What do you mean now? Now, the second I said the word now, before I said it, it's part of the future. The second I said it, it just became part of the past. It's an instant. There really is no now. That's Lamaylam Nazman. Klai Yisrael lives Lamaylam Nazman. We know how to live in the Akshav. You know what Matan Torah is? The Kozman Vase. We go up to Matan Torah with Zman, but Matan Torah itself is an ace, is an ato. That's Lamaylam Nazman. We can't give a date in our calendar. It's an ace. When you hop around, you count it 7 times 7. You got to Shlemus. 7 times 7 weeks is month. That's a complete year. Now you got to 50. That's beginning of 8. That's Lamala on itself. That's where you could go to Hashem's world. That's the world of Mount Tabor. Connect to world. That's ace. That's about Alshav. Go to Malam Nateva. Shavuos, you don't need to sleep. There's no Zman. You don't need to sleep. You don't need to function within the regular dimension of time. We should be Zoycha to have a Mordek of Shavuos. And as the man, Kabbalah Satara, that's not a Zman, but it's an ace. And we can all be together.